Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Have you ever tried to describe God to someone? One of the earliest and most repeated questions we ask is, what is God? What is God like? Who is God? The fact of the matter is that when we start talking about God, it's hard to say the right things. You see, God is God, and He's not exactly like anything or anybody. He's like Himself. He's unique, and nothing can compare with Him. If we're to know about God, we must listen to God and His revealed Word found in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Many errors are made in describing God. One reason for this is that people want to manage God. The result is that they begin with their own understanding and fashion a God accordingly. Some conceive of God as the Mother Nature, while others see Him as a mean policeman, or worse, a judge in the sky. Others regard Him as an abstract, impersonal principle. Still others look on Him as a grandfatherly Santa Claus. There seems to be no end to the ideas that people have of God. Some give up in despair and say that all we can know is that what God is not. God the Creator, however, has spoken in two books. The first is that of general revelation, of which Paul speaks in Romans 1, verse 20. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. The psalmist also testifies in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims the work of His hands. Day after day they pour out speech, night after night they communicate knowledge. The reality of God, who has eternal power, is seen in our world from what has been made. This knowledge has been ignored and perverted by most of mankind. The second book is God's special revelation in His deeds and history in the creation of the Hebrew people, and especially in His prophetic word and the appearance of Jesus of Nazareth. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the one and only God, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father. He has made Him known. John chapter 1, verses 14, 17 through 18. Here's the point. If we begin with God's own word about Himself, then we can learn true things about Him. We discover something of the nature of God. God really does want us to know what He's like. Even more, He wants us to know Him as a living being, a supreme person. Using the data of these two sources of revelation, here is a good biblical definition, or partial description of God, shall we say. God is a spirit, eternal, infinite, unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. God is not a flesh and blood creature like us. He is not created, but has always been. He is the eternal Holy One. God is unlimited in His being and in His actions. God has always been, and He always will be. He is the ever-existent One, the I Am that I Am, as He declared to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 and following. God changes not. He is total perfection, and therefore He cannot be improved. He is perfect in character and action, perfect holiness, and He is the source of life. God has condescended to explain truth of Himself to us. He has done this in such a way that we can truly grasp what He is like. The New Testament, those writings around and about Jesus of Nazareth by eyewitnesses of His glory and their associates, reduces the mystery of God for us. You see, God in His eternal Word came down to earth in Jesus the Messiah, born of Mary. John, His closest human associate, wrote in 1 John 1, that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, that which we saw and our hands touched concerning the word of life, and the life was revealed, and we have seen and testify and declare to you the life, the eternal life, which was with the Father and was revealed to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Yes, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Here is the astonishing thing. God can be known, and God wants to be known. He can be a real friend to you. What is God like? He is just like Jesus. Get to know the Messiah, Jesus, and you'll know what God is like. On the evening before Jesus died, he asked this question, and he answered it for Philip and other disciples. Jesus said to him, "Have I been among you all this time, and you do not know me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" That same night, after supper, before leaving for the garden, Jesus poured out his heart to the Father on behalf of his disciples. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, "Father, the time is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, so that he will give eternal life to all whom you have given him. This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him whom you sent, Jesus Christ." Our clearest picture of God is found in the incarnate word, Jesus the Messiah. He speaks and thinks. He acts and responds just like God, because he is God come down to mankind. So to know Jesus in a personal and vital way through faith in his person, work, and word is to know God. Thank you for listening to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. Please tune in again soon as we continue to explore the truths of God's most holy word.